Hi everyone, this is Nama, and I just wanted to tell you all about a WhatsApp group that Mel and I started. Now, those of you who follow Mel will have seen or advertise this group already on her timeline. This is mainly for, well, it's for anyone who wants to listen to this again, but it's also for people who might be following me and not her, so they wouldn't have seen Mel's message. Mel and I started a WhatsApp group for blind and vision impaired women. Sorry, guys. It's in English, yes, because there is one in Hebrew and there's probably others in other languages. It's for everyone from everywhere in the world. The only criteria is that you're a woman. And of course, it's open to transgenders as well. Like if you, you know, have become a woman, that's also open to you. You know, if you're vision impaired, basically that's the two criteria. It's a group where we hope to achieve the right balance of, you know, having fun, having a laugh, having a chat, but also supporting each other. You know, when the world gets too much or whatever, you feel, you know, you want kind of a safe circle to be in. It's a very accepting, non-judgmental place. We're not going to be very hands-on as far as moderating it. It's, you can say pretty much what you like as long as you respect the other people in the group. We won't tolerate anyone being disrespected or judged or whatever. But other than that, you know, we got quite a few members already, and it's only started yesterday, so I'm very excited about that. We have people from the US, Australia, the UK, Israel, Germany, Finland. I hope I'm not leaving any country out. Ireland. So we look forward, if you want to be a part of the group and you're not easily offended. I mean, it's not an offensive place, but you know, we might use some language, so if that really bothers you, if you don't want any part of it, also we would be very free to talk about things that are close to our hearts, you know, our faith or lack thereof, and we're not gonna try and convince anyone to change. Also, the thing with WhatsApp, Melanie said this in her boo, and I want to say this here. One of the only disadvantages, like the main disadvantage of WhatsApp, is that you basically have to have the person's phone number. You know, unlike Facebook Messenger, for example, where you don't need to have the phone number. So basically, if you want to join the group, you're going to have to give your phone number to either myself or Melanie, and anyone in the group will be able to see it. Obviously, we're not going to make any kind of use of it or give it to anyone, but the group could be, you know, right now it's about, I don't know if it's 20 people yet, but it's around 20. Maybe a little bit less, but it could potentially be up to 100 people. So, you know, if you don't want people knowing your phone number, then that's probably not the right setting for you. But if you are interested, please either DM your phone number to me or to Mel, or send us a tweet or a Facebook message if you've got. Well, Mel is not on Twitter, but she's on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter. Just DM me or Mel the number. Don't put it anywhere in the public. You probably don't want that. And we'll add you. And we'll be very, very happy to have anyone who is interested. And you'll be able to talk about everything from tips, recipes, beauty tips, relationships, family, just things that are on your mind. We had quite an interesting discussion about alcohol yesterday, So it's an interesting group. We laugh a lot, but we also talk about things. We're talking about books a little bit now, so it's very kind of versatile. Right, so that's it, and I hope to see you. It's called Our Place, and we'll talk soon. What's recording?